Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. There is a fountain. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, we read, "To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." The composer of this week's hymn is William Cowper. He was born in England in the year 1731. He suffered many personal losses during his early years that caused him much mental anguish. Loss after loss of those that were close brought him to the brink of despair. Through all of his ordeals, the Lord kept drawing him. He finally received Jesus as his personal Savior and began writing hymns and poetry. It is fascinating that he lived in a small house just behind the home of his pastor, John Newton, who wrote the wonderful hymn, Amazing Grace. Thank the Lord for the fountain of redeeming blood that cleanses us from all of our sin. There is a fountain. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away. Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more. For since by faith I saw the stream that flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. You can enjoy this week's inspirational video, There is a Fountain, by going to gloryscapes.com/there is a fountain. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.